Hi, honey. I know you're in your afternoon meeting right now, so I thought it would be a good time to leave you a little message. After work, can you stop at the liquor store and pick up a few expensive bottles of wine? I've got a very romantic dinner planned for someone special. Of course, you know, it's not for you. My boyfriend is coming over tonight, and I want everything perfect. I've cooked his favorite meal. I went to the spa and had my nails and hair done. I even used your credit card to buy a new outfit. I know you'll love to tear it off me later tonight. After we've finished eating and you've cleaned the dishes, we're going to allow you to join us upstairs. Oh, wait. Did I say join? I meant watch. Yeah. My boyfriend insisted that tonight you watch a real man fuck your wife. Personally, I'd much rather you spend the night in a motel like you usually do when he comes over. But he has other ideas. He wants you to watch him fuck me. So you can see who really owns your wife. He does, no question. But he wants me to make sure you understand your place. He's going to make sure you're nothing but a little bitch with a little twig for a cock. In fact, we picked out a nice set of pink panties and heels for you to wear when you watch. They're lacy. So feminine. And they'll look perfect on you. And when you have them on, it'll look like you won't even have a cock at all. You might as well be cockless. All the good it's done you. All the good it's done me. Do you know you've never made me orgasm once in all the years we've been together? Not even close. In fact, I could barely feel you inside me. You're so little. It's worthless, that thing you call a cock. And tonight, you're gonna see what a real dick looks like. His cock so big. Beautiful. I belong on my knees in front of it, worshipping it. Maybe it will make you get on your knees too, so you can see it from a proper angle, since you're nothing but a little bitch and all. Can I tell you a secret? He's so big, it hurts. It hurts when he pounds me. Don't get me wrong, it's always better than anything you've ever done, but I ache for days after, and he's never gentle. Used to make love to me, so gentle and tender. Well, back when I used to let you fuck me, it was pathetic. When he's inside me, I can feel the tears welling up my eyes because I'm so filled and stretched. He fucks me like the whore that I am, how I deserve to be fucked. He wraps his hand around my throat and, well, he owns my body, every inch. Oh God, I'm getting wet just thinking about it. It's so nice to have a real man around, not someone pretending. I think I'm gonna spend a good long time worshipping his cock tonight. My mouth is watering now that I'm thinking about wrapping my lips around it. Nice, long, slow blowjob. That's what I'll give him. Of course, it won't last long until he's fucking my face. I wonder how it will make you feel, hearing your wife choke on another man's cock. God knows I've never choked on your little dick. Can you even remember the last time I sucked that poor excuse for a cock you keep in your pants? God, can you believe I actually did that for you once upon a time? Thankfully, I have a giant, meaty cock to feast on now. I love being on my knees for him. He belongs in my mouth, and he tastes so fucking good. And you know his cum? It is so thick and hot, I swallow every drop. Unless, of course, he chooses to mock me. Have you ever come on my face? No, of course not. All you can manage is a little trickle. Never enough to satisfy. You're pathetic. He's gonna come on my face tonight, and you're gonna see how good your wife looks mocked by another man. And you know what else I'm gonna do? I'm gonna wrap my hand around his massive cock and stroke him until he explodes. We want him to erupt that thick, hot cum spilling load all over my fingers when he does. Because you know what else he'll be covering in cum when he does that? My wedding ring. Do you like that idea? The symbol of our love and devotion covered in another man's cum. Maybe if you weren't such a little bitch with a little cock, that would be the last straw. But knowing you, the idea of it is making your cock hard. Or as hard as you can manage. You're probably sitting there thinking about stroking your half limp dick like the bitch you are. Come on, do it. Stroke it to the image of him coming all over my ring. No one will notice, of course, because it's so small. So you really have nothing to worry about. You walk around the office all day. You could walk around the office all day with your cock hard and no one would bat an eye. You wouldn't be able to fuck any of those women you work with anyway. They all probably know what a limp bitch you are. They can see it in your eyes. No woman wants someone with a cock that small. They want to be filled, stretched. You never did measure up. And can I tell you another secret? I never have my boyfriend use protection. Do you know why? Oh, it's not because it feels better, no. It's because I want him to put a baby in me. I want him to breed me like the slut that I am. And do you know what? You'll provide for that baby. You'll be a doting father because you aren't man enough to stand up to him. I want a real man's baby in me. And you are going to stand there and watch another man get your wife pregnant. And it's going to make you so fucking hard. You won't be able to keep from stroking that little dick. So hurry home, bitch. We've got a very big night planned for you.